Well, once again, at the 2015 BI Swine Health Symposium in Orlando, Florida, and talking with Dr. Jim Lowe, and he just got done talking to us about education and the need to revisit the way we're training our vets and educating them and how we can kind of create some leadership development. Title of your presentation, What If Knowing Had No Value? What the heck does that mean?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to chat. I think it's quite a mind grabber, isn't it? Like, What if I know doesn't? It comes from Dr. Meacher, who's out of India, who's really been an education change agent. He doesn't talk about being a reformer, but we really talk about our education system today was built for the Victorian era when we needed to know basic things like reading, writing, and arithmetic, and focus on facts and focus on rote skills. And we really think that that's knowing and that's facts. And my students remind me of that routinely, that I can look it up on Google. I don't have to remember that. And that's really where this starts, because today information is almost free. Mm-hmm. And so how do we train our students, whether they're veterinarians or production clients, to think about solving problems and not just remembering facts? And so how do we do this higher order thinking? And that's what the whole topic of the speech was about.
Yeah, absolutely. Bloom's taxonomy, you know, the higher level of thinking and learning. You talked about time, teaching, and technology and where they fit in that. How are you using those to teach your students?
Yeah, so we think there's three elements to education reform, and I really need to credit my co-authors on this, Dr. Aldridge and Dr. Firkins. They're certainly, it's a triumvirate of ideas, and I'm just the dog and pony show today. But really, when we start thinking about these things, we think that we have to think about learning over a lifetime, not learning over just while we're in school or at a given class. And how do we create an education continuum? And we're really thinking about that. How do we create a different ecosystem for us to learn in? How do we create different teachers, different classes, different students thinking so that that comes together? So it's a lifelong, it's a time process. We think about the methods we use to teach, and we talked about some different methods today. So that's everything from a flipped classroom where we actually do the lecture before they come to class, and that's done on video. And then they come to class and they use that hour or two is a discussion section to problem solve with the instructor. So instead of doing homework after class, you do homework before class. It's pre-work, and they actually do their homework in class, or their classwork, really. So that's an interesting tool. We talked about using some student-directed learning things today. We actually have the students teach the class. That's a powerful technique. Takes a lot of work, but it's a powerful technique. And we talked about how do we use technology at the scale of really this idea of the massive open online course. Coursera is one platform we've been fortunate to participate in. How do those platforms help us deliver education across large time and space, really to drive costs down, make it available, make it relevant? But also, how do we then use that in conventional teaching again with these lectures to create better problem solving?
Well, looking across the country, how is this new method being perceived? We're not just talking about the institutions, but we're talking about continuing education for vets that are already in practice. Are they questioning it? Likes, dislikes?
Well, it's certainly novel, right? And so everybody's like, what is this when you first talk about it? But it's really interesting when you do it. We've got a culture today, and we always think about the Gen X's and the Gen Y's, right, of really being this, they're digital native. The millennials are clearly digital native. But, you know, all of us carry a mobile phone every day. All of us are kind of addicted to instant access. And, if I watch a video, that's easier than reading. And so it's been interesting. Once you kind of don't tell them it's new and just let them experience it, we've had good success with vet students. We've used it for continuing education. We've used these modalities with producers. Again, focusing on how do they apply the information, not how do they get the information. And so it's been well received. We've got a lot to learn. We certainly don't know how to completely do it yet today. There's a lot of tricks, but we're making progress there. It's been adopted really at the medical schools very well. If you look at most of the business colleges today and the high-end MBA programs, that's how they deliver. So these aren't particularly new ideas. They're just new ideas really to veterinary medicine and agriculture. And how do we kind of break out of our box and think a bit broader?
What do you feel is a take-home message for those in attendance today?
I think the big take-home message is today is, as a consumer of education, right, and we're all consumers of that, whether we're 40 years out of school or in school, we have to start to demand classes that teach us differently. How do they give us the skills that we need, really the competencies we need? I need to be able to think and problem solve and lead teams and not just remember facts and regurgitate them. So how do we convert our educational processes, and that's to better processes, and that's only going to happen if we as the consumers really demand that.
Well, thank you. I'm Dr. Lowe, once again talking with Jim Lowe here at the 2015 Swine Health Seminar in Florida. I'm Jamie Johansson.